Pennsylvania cities are being hit hard by flood insurance reform. Residents and business owners are facing tough choices about whether they can afford to live and work in places that are in danger of being washed away. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff has more.
Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, is hundreds of miles from the boardwalk and the beach, but mere steps from the Susquehanna River. And while no one has made a reality show about this sleepy town yet, they do share one similarity with their namesake: flooding.
You all set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lurie Portanova owns the Urban Farmhouse, an antique shop on Main Street. A few years ago, she and her husband bought up a block of stores, hoping to breathe some life into downtown. They were told their flood insurance for the riverfront property would be about $3,000 a year. No one mentioned a new law called Biggert Waters.
So we feel that we were kind of cheated there, because we would have walked away had we known that this was going to cost us $40,000 a year.
That's right. Their flood insurance went from $3,000 a year to $40,000 a year when Biggert Waters removed all federal subsidies from flood insurance. You pay flood insurance based on the lowest point of your house.
You know, these buildings were built in the 1800s. Yeah, we're below river level. No kidding.
Historic homes weren't built for flood protection and tend to have deep basements. When the National Flood Insurance Program started in 1968, they realized no one could afford to pay those rates. So the government subsidized it. Then we had Katrina and Ivan and Lee and Sandy. And now the National Flood Insurance Program is in $22 billion of debt. Fran McJunkin of the Lycoming County Flood Management Office says the program found a way to get that money back.
We pay it back by having the people who are paying the premiums pay it back.
And that's how we got Biggert Waters, and how the Portanovas got a bill for $40,000. That's also how Congress got so many angry phone calls and letters that large parts of the law were repealed in 2014. Now, premiums can increase only up to 18% a year.
Congress has decided that we're going to have what they call a long glide path.
This buys people some time to pick their poison. They can get their house into compliance, either by filling in the basement, raising the house, or both. But that doesn't work for the Portanovas.
These are brick buildings that are 3 feet or more thick. The foundations are 7 feet. You're not going to mitigate by raising these buildings.
Second option, you can pay off your mortgage. You're only required to have flood insurance so long as you have a mortgage. Or third option, you can just move. And that's where these changes could really hurt Pennsylvania. Half of Jersey Shore sits in the floodplain. The town can't afford to lose half of its tax base, but many residents can't afford the full insurance rates either.
10 years from now, when everyone's rates are at full rate,
mm-hmm.
What do you see happening to Jersey Shore?
I see a ghost town.
Lycoming County flood planner Fran McJunkin says maybe it's time for river towns to have some tough conversations.
We have to really decide, where is our commercial center going to be? Where do we build our new residential structures? Nobody recovers from a flood. Flood insurance does not make a person whole after a flood.
Even more than the rising waters of the Susquehanna, flood insurance reform could be the death toll for struggling river towns. George Hartwick, a Dauphin County commissioner, can see it.
The dramatic impacts it could have on school districts, local municipalities, and counties would really decimate those municipal budgets.
His county is looking at large-scale projects like river rerouting and flood protection. A borough of Jersey Shore size can't justify or afford that sort of investment. Though, as Lurie Portanova points out, they can't afford flood insurance either. And as long as they're dreaming...
If I could afford to pay $40,000 a year, I think I would pay towards putting a dike in to save our town.
To some people, a town like Jersey Shore is worth saving. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.